Thanks for joining us on Thornbury Radio, where we are discussing the changes to Thornbury High Street with Ashley and Stephen. And we have heard about some of the users that are on the High Street currently. And Stephen wanted just to put his point across with regards to his views on who is currently using the High Street.
I understand where Ashley's coming from. And there, when changes happen, so not everybody will be happy, but everything is changing. So I live quite local to the High Street, and I will wander up there, and I tend to eat up there, and we drink up there. And I was up there on Saturday afternoon. We come back from Stroud Market, and it was absolutely buzzing. All those tables are outside of the pubs and cafes were absolutely full. Those people were looking at the shops. They were wandering around. I was up with my wife. We sat down to have a drink. She then suddenly remembered she needed something from Savers, if I remember correctly, and possibly something from Holland and Barrett, because we were there. Now, if you pull up into the High Street, you park, you go to the post office, you get back in the car, you're gone. That's all you do. But lots of other things have changed. And I understand the issue with maybe pulling up outside of Boots. But it's now becoming really common, really popular. People have this stuff delivered. I use the one over at the Thornbury Pharmacy, which is near the supermarket. You can then park in the other car park. But you can have this stuff delivered. Retail has changed. You know, I'm on first name terms with several of the Amazon drivers and the DVD driver, like we all are. We have our food delivered because it's easier and it's convenient. I work in London. When I go up to London, if you want a pair of socks delivered in 20 minutes, they will deliver it. That's coming to all of us. So this decline of the High Street will continue. The people who are now using it, the busy times, are those leisure times. Those people who are out enjoying the sun, enjoying their leisure time. Those are the ones, I think, that if you can stop them and make them sit down and drink their cup of coffee, if you've got interesting shops in the High Street, those people will spend in them.
Ashley, do you have any comments or views on that potentially the changes being proposed with partial pedestrianisation could actually encourage more people to come back to the High Street?
Well, what Stephen seems to be saying is to replace the people that are there and we're using it every day.
I wasn't saying to replace them. What I was saying is that there are still lots of people shopping in the High Street because the shops are still trading. They're all still open. Nobody has shut down, as far as I'm aware, in the COVID and the shutdown. I think all the shops are still there. There's a couple that have gone. The guy who had the barbers has gone to Dubai, and a couple of others have retired. I'm saying that those people are still there. You can enhance those shops and enhance those people by bringing in new facilities for those people who want to stay and drink coffee. Those shops haven't shut.
People that already use the street and been using it all their lives.
Yeah, and you can't have a High Street for the people who've had it there since my grandmother was taking a horse and cart up it. Things develop and things change. But those people who were using the High Street must still be using it because the shops aren't closing. So what I'm saying is that, yes, there are some people who will be inconvenienced. That's not a great thing, but it happens in change because you could say to people that, sorry, Ashley, could I just finish what I was saying, if that's okay? What I'm saying is that what we're doing is enhancing it. My belief is that we are enhancing it. There will be people who will not be happy. There's probably people who are not happy that it wasn't pedestrianised, and those will be happy. So compromise is very difficult. What I'm saying is that those shops are still trading, so therefore people are still using those shops. What I'm saying is now in the evenings when you go there and those tables are outside, they are packed. Before it's pedestrianised, you go up there at 6 or 6.30, there was nobody out there. Everybody was in the pubs or in the gardens. I think it's been a real benefit to the High Street.
Thank you, Stephen. Ashley, I'll let you come back in there. You wanted to talk about the users of the High Street.
Outside the Italian on the right, we've never seen anybody use. We do know the chairs are outside, but they're only there at present because they were allowed under COVID. Now everyone who has chairs outside the building has to apply for a license and has to pay for their use. And we've heard that a number of them won't be paying it because they'll need extra staff to work inside and outside. They may apply for the license, it may be granted, but we don't know. And also those tables and chairs are only used 3 or 4 months a year. So the majority of the time, they're not used for anything apart from blocking the pavements or blocking the roads. They were only there in the first place because people weren't allowed to go into the pubs or the gardens, and it was an alternative place where they could sit and be served. Restricted access for the elderly and disabled, as it's been done, could be argued to be illegal because it's discriminatory. 20%, I believe, of Thornbury are over 70. How many of that 20% would know how to use Amazon delivery drivers, computers, etc.? They're the ones that come to the shop 6 or 7 days a week, pick up 2 or 3 things, and then walk home again. The numbers dropped when the bus was moved, although South Gloucester are trying to take the credit for bringing the bus back, possibly. The Atkins, the people who did the designs, suggested a year before they agreed to bring it back that they should bring it back. And then South Gloucester said after the protests, okay, we'll bring it back. But at present, none of the bus companies have agreed to bring it back. And there's been no safety testing. The stop in the middle of the road, although is on the plans, that still has to be passed off. And above all, at the moment, South Gloucester haven't got the money to do it. The money still hasn't been signed off by WACA. Hopefully this could be a moot point, because it might never happen. But the plans, as they are, discriminate against the elderly and the disabled in a number of ways, apart from the park.
Interject on behalf of South Gloucestershire, who I don't represent either. They did establish an equalities group back on the 14th of July, 2021. So I would anticipate that equalities group hopefully will be representing those users that you highlighted, Ashley, that may be impacted by any changes that are made to the high street, either returning it to how it was or keeping it pedestrianised. Talking about South Gloucestershire Council, I'm interested in both of your views on this. What are your views on the handling of the situation by South Gloucestershire Council? Thornbury Town Council, as I mentioned earlier, wrote an open letter on the 14th of April to Toby Savage, where they listed out 14 different points. It's available on their website, thornburytowncouncil.gov.uk. One of the things that they specifically mentioned was that they thought it had been handled appallingly, were the words that they used. Stephen, what are your thoughts on that?
I tend to agree, if I'm honest. I think, but they're not alone in being relatively poor at communication in councils. I think they could have dealt with it much better. I think they made the assumption that they could just do it. They didn't consult people. I think if they'd have sold this right, we wouldn't have been here. I think it would have been finished a year ago. The money would have been funded, whichever way they made the decision. And in the same way as Ashley is his association, I'm members of other groups. We only represent a relatively small amount of Thornbury. And in fact, there's a lot of Thornbury who probably don't really know most of this is going on, certainly on the new estates. But yeah, they haven't handled it well. But unfortunately, councils are often renowned for not handling things well. And I think once they realised there was opposition both ways, they pulled the hatches down and been quiet. And that's not particularly helpful.
Ashley, I'll let you have your view on the handling by South Gloucestershire Council.
We probably need another hour, but basically they imposed it, did all the rules, regulations, procedures backwards, claimed that they'd spoken to the traders in the early days, which was a lie because they didn't actually speak to anybody. They've said that they communicated with the public, which they didn't. The survey they issued at the beginning said there's a 90% plus opposition to this. And one of the South Gloucester staff told me that as it wasn't a referendum or an official vote, it didn't matter what the public thought because they could just carry on and do it anyway. At the meeting on Wednesday, South Gloucester is a mix of different Labour, Conservative, etc. While I spoke and others spoke, we watched the various councillors. Quite a few seemed, I'm guessing, to be looking at Toby Savage quite confused at when we brought up so many things that hadn't been done, had been done wrong, how the financial plans have been done with information that we've proven to be wrong. They've made many, many assumptions, and they've even admitted, or Mr. Savage did, that it's been done badly, but they'll do it better next time. But unfortunately, they want to plough on regardless with this, although they've admitted they've done it badly. The town council could have intervened at the beginning and could probably have done more to stop this. Councillors for South Gloucester could have stopped this at the beginning when they realised how badly it was done. But unfortunately, Thornbury spoke up at the beginning, spoken up recently, but have been incredibly quiet in between. The plans could have been called in very, very early in proceedings, but nobody did. So, which is why we were formed and why we've had to do all the work to show all the errors, all the information they've been using, the factual information they've been creating, and all the problems with procedures, planning, and everything else that's been going on.
Thank you, Ashley. That you mentioned about having a referendum. And obviously that hasn't happened yet, but a parish poll has been called that is due to take place this Thursday, the 26th of May. Now, due to the vagaries of parish polls, as you've probably both become quite aware, and listeners probably aren't, they're quite antiquated, unfortunately, in their setup. And I dug into this a little bit myself and found there was a consultation on parish polls. There was never any outcome on the gov.uk website. So they were trying to make them more modern, have longer voting hours, have polling cards, etc. But we are where we are, and a parish poll has been called on the question, two questions actually, but we're clearly just talking about the High Street today, not about the Armstrong Hall, which is a whole different debate in itself. But do you want Thornbury High Street to be returned to its pre-pandemic status of through traffic for all vehicles and timed parking bays on both sides of the carriageway? And if you vote, you can vote yes, or you can vote no in person between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the usual polling station that you would go to. And there is a list of electoral register numbers on the South Gloucestershire website, and Thornbury Town Council have also linked to it. So it's slightly complex, but you have to turn up in person between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. So that's the question that's being asked. Ashley, I'll come to you first. What do you think people should take into consideration when deciding whether to vote yes or no for this question? And then we'll cover after that what would be the ideal outcome from it.
Well, at the start of this, when it's been going a few weeks, 90% of the public objected. They've now had 18 months of this, and I've just asked people to look around, look at the congestion, look at the shops. Many have let staff go because they don't have the trade. Look how quiet the High Street is most days during the week. I accept on a sunny Saturday that there were people there because I was also there, but a sunny Saturday doesn't pay for 7 days a week trade. Look at the people that are now accessing the High Street. Look at elderly neighbours, elderly friends, disabled neighbours, disabled friends who now have to drive to Yates or to Cribbs. And also consider that South Gloucester are reportedly one of the leaders on fighting climate change, but are increasing pollution by increasing the congestion. So they can either be fighting for climate change or redoing the High Street. They can't be both.
Okay, I'll come across to you, Stephen, then, with regards to the parish poll and that question. Do you want Thornbury High Street to be returned to its pre-pandemic status of through traffic for all vehicles and timed parking bays on both sides of the carriageway? What do you think those that are going to vote in the parish poll should take into consideration when they're making their yes, no choice?
I think it's looking to the future, not looking to the past. There is a huge amount of documented evidence that the High Streets are in decline from a retailer's perspective. There is lots of graphs that show that everything, that most of what is shutting down in the High Street is general merchandise. The stuff that is increasing are those in leisure and those you have to attend. And therefore our high street needs to keep up with that, otherwise it will die. Now, there are opportunities to make sure that it's accessible to everybody, and if somebody has got to drive to Cribbs Causeway, then in truth the walk from the Cribbs Causeway car parks to into the Cribbs Causeway estate is much further than the car parks we have all around Thornbury. Yate is actually pedestrianised, so that's quite an interesting reason to go there. So I think they just have to look to the future and say high streets have to change. You know, we cannot sit on our hands and say it's always been like this, so therefore it must stay like this. Yes, they've got to make alterations. Yes, South Gloss haven't dealt with it very well, but the principle of what they were trying to do, I think, is absolutely correct. And if you look at those towns that have gone pedestrianised, and I send you lots of information about the research I've done about those towns that have been incredibly successful, we just need to look to the future, not look to the past.
Thank you, Stephen. And finally, to Ashley and then to Stephen. Unfortunately, the parish poll is non-binding on anybody. So South Gloucestershire Council don't have to make any changes. They don't even have to necessarily take it into account. What would be the ideal outcome in your view, Ashley, at the end of the parish poll and going forwards after that?
I just quickly add that the reason Yate and Cribbs is used, it's flats and the slope, the hill on the high street is too much for many people. I know that it's pedestrianised in parts, but that's the reason. We want the people of Thornbury to vote and to show their opinion. The people who support the high street being as it is have only really appeared in the last month or so, where there's been people fighting to reopen the high street since the day it shut. Although my group's been going for 7 months, members of it have been fighting it with politicians, councillors and everybody else involved for 2 years now. The high street wasn't failing before the closure. When we were shown designs for the high street, we were shown a street in London to show how well it works. Well, obviously a street in London has absolutely no relevance to Thornbury. The only way to compare like for like is a single street with a single street by it. Yes, there's going to be numerous more people because of the development, but you're talking about half the roads for twice the people, which makes even less sense. So vote yes to have the high street reopen, and also bear in mind that doesn't have to be the end of it. If you vote yes to open it and something's done, then South Gloucester can start again with proper consultation with people, with the shops, with businesses and everybody else, and we might get the bus back, more space for pedestrians, and doing it properly the second time round might benefit everybody. Left as it is now is no benefit to anybody, bar a few people for a couple of months on a sunny day. It will just be empty the majority of the time, and the traders will have no one to treat it.
And Stephen, what would be your ideal outcome at the end of this poll and going forwards, please?
I think it's an interesting opportunity to let people let their feelings known. I think we have to remember that there's about 13 or 14,000 people in Thornbury. It'll be interesting to see how many of those actually turn out to vote. In fact, how many actually know that there's a vote going on. So it'll be interesting to see what that looks like. I think that the high street is still successful and can be more so if done correctly. And I keep using that sort of statement. It's if it's done correct. If we have some sort of compromise, which is where we seem to be heading to, then I think we're in danger of nobody getting anything. But actually, if it's done right, we could all be very successful in this. I think they need to spend money on different forms of transport. We need to get the bikes right. We need to reduce the car usage. That's absolutely great. But I think the high street could be the hub of our community if we pedestrianise it and make it good as a shopping destination for those who want to be there.
Well, I will say thank you to both of you for taking the time to have a chat with us here on Thornbury Radio and to really drill down into the issues that have come about with regards to the high street. The Next Step parish poll, which takes place on Thursday, the 26th of May. And you can have your say on that question between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. Further details, as I say, on the Thornbury Town Council website and the South Gloucestershire website. So thank you to you both for your time, and I'm sure that we will hear the outcome of the poll and we may speak to you both in the future with regards to further changes that are happening to the High Street. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's great. Thank you, Nigel.